So you're a very young Java developer, or perhaps you don't have much experience of Java at the moment. What are your options to getting good? Like any guitarist would tell you, the first time you pick up a guitar, then you are a guitarist. It's the mental psychological switch in your head. You are going to do this thing. You put your left leg in front of your right leg and you start walking. It's hard at first, but the benefits and the rewards are there in the future if you put the graft in. So there's something to actually learning how to develop in Java. Obviously, there's good money and good prospects in learning how to be a developer or an engineer or architect in Java. Java is, however, a programming language, and that is what you must master first. You must learn how to program and solve problems using Java as the tool. Then take advantage of the internet. Go out there. There are tons of open source projects, lots of interesting applications that you could be coding in your spare time. That brings me to number three. You will never be a great programmer. Never ever. If all you do is go to work, 9 to 5, code Java, and then that's it. You don't think about any issues. You don't have those brainstorming sessions in your head when you're taking a shower, a bath, when you're in the gym, or when you're getting inspiration by looking outside a train window. So if Java doesn't interest you or programming, well, you might as well become a project manager or think of something else, because you are not going to become great. Number four, learn one thing at a time. Learn in piecemeal fashion. Piecemeal means that you learn a little item a day in order so that you can turn around and look back down the road and say, I've learned all these things. And once you apply that universal rule, then your programming life will become much better and much improved. And in one day, there will be a mental switch. My goodness, I am a great and a hopefully great Java developer.